Rezos Hashem Yisbarach, the daf for the fifth day of Sukkot, Tavshin Ayin Dalet, is daf Tzadi Hei in Meseches Pesachim, the 418th daf in Shas. We record this in the Sukkah. The sun beats down on Ramat Beit Shemesh, but we have the Schach protecting us from the sun, as the Gra describes that this is the Yisod of Klal Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Anani HaKavod protects us from the sun, which represents Teva, following just simply in the nature, the world where we come above our nature and beyond our nature. And I think for many of us, there's so many things that we've tried to slowly begin to do L'malam in HaTeva. And for many of us, myself included, the Daf Yomi is one of those things. And Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh, to pull ourselves L'malam in HaTeva, to celebrate doing our 418th Daf in Shas. May we continue to do many more together. We have a brand new Mishnah. Yesterday's daf was a difficult daf from the perspective of science and calculations. Today's daf is a easier, more standard type of daf, a geshmaka daf. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the difference between the halachas between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Gemara will discuss whether there's an isser of Shviras Etzem on Pesach Sheni. Gemara then will discuss whether there's an isser of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzeh on Pesach Sheni, especially for someone who's bringing a Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. The Gemara will then analyze the line in the Mishnah that the first Pesach has Halol B'Achiloso and the second not. The Gemara will give us a very important source, which might be a topic of the halach of the daily daf in terms of the halachos of Halol for the night of Pesach. The Gemara will quote the Pasuk Yishayo Hashir Yelachem Kilel Hiskadesh Chag. We're going to have a Sukkot reference here in today's daf, where the Gemara will describe that, of course, when the Karban Pesach is made, we sing Halal, and the Gemara uses the expression Evshe Yisrael Shochtin as Pischem Venotlos Levayin. Klal Yisrael will slaughter the Karban Pesach and take the lulav Ve'ein Oimrim Halal, and they're not going to say Halal. Of course, Halal is a real reaction, both for Karban Pesach and lulav. Mirtz Hashem, halacha from the daily daf will probably lean towards the halachos of lulav and halal, considering the inyan and diyoma. The Gemara will then discuss the phenomenon that the carbon is docha Shabbos, but if someone is betuma bePesach Sheni, it would not be docha tuma. And then we will have a new Mishnah that will discuss when Rov of Klal Yisrael is tmei meis and the carbon Pesach is brought on the first of Sachon Tes Vav Nisan. Nevertheless, other tumas aside from Tmei Meis, like Zavon, Zavos, Nidas, and Yolados, all of them cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah and Gemara will discuss if somebody who is Tamei eats from a Karban Pesach that was brought Bituma because Rov Klal Yisrael is Tamei. That Bezer Hashem will be our daf. Let's jump in. First word, first line, Tzadi Hei Amin Aleph, Zok Deheilige Mishnah. Ma Bein Pesach HaRishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the topic of our perek, is of course Pesach Sheni. Explains the Mishnah, HaRishon Aser B'Bal Yiroah B'Bal Yimotzeh. The first Pesach, there is a prohibition on everybody, all Jews, of B'Bal Yiroah B'Bal Yimotzeh. V'Sheni, Chametz U'Matzeh Ima B'Bais. On Pesach Sheni, you could have Chametz and Matzah with you while the day of Pesach Sheni comes and goes. HaRishon, the first Pesach Ton Halal B'Achiloso, when you eat it, you're supposed to sing Halal V'Sheni Einaton Halal B'Achiloso. The second does not have Halal with its eating. Zevizeton Halal B'Asiyos, and both of them require Halal when you do it, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, V'Nechol and Sli, both are required to be eaten raw. Al Matzah Sumroirin, it's also eaten with Matzah and Maror, V'Doichin Es HaShabbos, and Shabbos is pushed away. In other words, you do the Shechita despite the fact that Erev Pesach Sheni falls out on Shabbos. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabban, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisad. By Pesach Sheni, in Bamidbar Tes, in Parshas Baaloscha, the Torah Kedosha says that it's done with all the Chukas HaPesach. Chazal Darshin, B'mitzvah Shebegusa, Gufa HaKosu Medaber. Only those things that relate to the Gufa Karban Pesach. Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo Minayin. What about those things that are put on top of it, Rashi explains now we're going to be dealing with three categories. Mitzvah shebegufo that deals directly with the Karban Pesach. Mitzvah she'enem begufo of the day are, for example, are destroying the chametz, which we learned in our Mishnah there isn't a chiyuv to do. And then there is the third category, mitzvah she'al gufo, that's literally put on the Karban Pesach, like matzahs and maror, it's eaten together. Minayin, how do you know that? Tamalamer matzahs and marorim yechlu. Yochal afilu mitzvah shelo al gufay. I might think that it even applies to other things like destroying the chametz. Tamalamer ve'etzem lo yishvaru vay. It says specifically in regards to Pesach Sheni as well that you're not allowed to break a bone. Mashviras etzem yuchad mitzvah shebegufay. That is the other mitzvah, the other component that's emphasized by Pesach Sheni. And that's a mitzvah in the Guf HaKaran Pesach. Av kol mitzvah shebegufa, so too, those things that are directly part of the Karban Pesach. Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, Isi ben Yehuda taught, Yasu oisoi, b'mitzvah shebegufa, kosam medaber. You shall do it, that means oisoi, doesn't say the whole day of Pesach. Don't celebrate the whole day of Pesach again in Tesvav Iyar. But rather, Yasu oisoi, that you should do the mitzvahs of the Guf of the Karban Pesach. Period. Omar Mar. Yochal af mitzvah shelo begufa. Amrit mitzvah shelo begufa akosim medaber. What do you mean? Mar says you would have thought that shelo agufa, but didn't we say that the pasuk is talking about beferish a mitzvah shelo begufa? Hachi kamer. Hashda damrit amatzam rom yochluhu. Now that we added not only those things that are directly part and parcel of Karban Pesach, like Shviras Etzem, but now we say that we're supposed to eat matzah sumrarim. Alma Yasoi say lav dafka. It doesn't mean only the Karban Pesach itself. Ha'ima havile kiprat v'klal v'nase klal. Ma'isif ala prat. You have a prat and a klal, and the klal is adding to the prat. And maybe you would say that no longer is it only the prat Karban Pesach, but now that we've seen that we've added to it, that maybe the halacha should be v'afoilu kol mili. All types of the halachas of Pesach are transferred to Tesvavir. Ema kol mili nami, kamashon, isa b'yehuda, that's why we have isa b'yehuda's drasha of yasu oisai b'mitzvah shebegufa akosam medaber. Period. So now the Gemara asks, once we have the gzeres hakosal of yasu oisai, so what do we need the pasuk of etzem lo yishbaru by? Then the halacha, we know, all of the halachas of Karban Pesach apply, including not breaking the bone. Hay etzem mayavid lei, says the Gemara, mi boy lei le'echad etzem sheish bo moach, whether the bone has marrow, ve'echad etzim she'ein by mayach, or the bone does not have marrow. Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who do not have this drush of Isi ben Yehuda, of Yasu Oysa b'mitzvah she'begufa ha'kosm v'dabra, it's coming to tell us that you only apply the halachos of the Karban Pesach itself and nothing else to Pesach Sheni. Yasu Oysa mayavdile, what do they use it for? Miboylei she'ein shech minas ha'pesach ala yochid. That you don't bring a Karban Pesach for simply one person who's Tamei. If someone is Tamei, you should really look for somebody else who's Tamei and join in with them. Rashi goes so far as to say that you would even be Metamei, somebody else, with the Sheretz on the first Pesach, so there'll be someone else to bring a Betumah. This is Rashi in Dibar Maslo She'ein, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, the Rambam, and the Meiri. See also Taisus in Shabbos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that connects this Rashi to the sugya of Chadei Kedei Shetizke Chavercha, which actually brings up some nice sentimental thoughts, because last Sukkot at this time we were doing that sugya on Daf Dalet in Meseches Shabbos in the exact same spot, sitting in the sukkah, and we even had a halacha from the daily daf, if I'm not mistaken, about the notion of sinning in order to save your friend from a greater sin and the parameters of that. So Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Shabbos Dibur Maslo V'Chi discusses this. Tosfos over there writes that in general we don't say, even though the Gemara seems to suggest Chatei Kedei Shiyizke Chavercha, Tosfos points out that the general rule of thumb is we don't say that, and Tosfos points out the exceptions of when we do. According to one opinion of the Tosfos there, the only time we would say to someone Chatei Bishvil Shiyizke Chavercha is in a case of when you were in some way responsible or related to his Avera. In this case, what did the other guy do? He, to make him Tamei, to cause him to miss the Karban Pesach. This is discussed in the Sefer Zevach Toda. This is a long discussion, like we said, when we do say Chatei B'Shvil Sh'Yizkei Chavercha, and the question here is, why would this be an instance of Chatei Kedei Sh'Yizkei Chavercha? The Gemara in Daf Dalid, Amid Aleph, says, and generally we don't say Chatei Kedei Sh'Yizkei Chavercha in Shabbos. Let's continue on. Tan Rabban, G'chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. You shall do the Karban Pesach with all of its rules on Pesach Sheni. Yochel G'shem Sh'Rishon Aser Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei, Kach Sheni Aser B'Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. Maybe Pesach Sheni also, you can't have Chametz. Tam Lomer Amatzim Rum Yechluhu, that the only extension of Pesach Rishon is that the Pesach Sheni is supposed to be eaten with Matzah Sumar. Ve'enli Ela Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Lo Sasei Minayim. What about the Lavim that are connected to Karban Pesach? For example, Noisar. For example, Shvir Setzem. Tamalar Lo Yeshirim Menu Ad Boiker. Torah says that you're not supposed to leave it over to the next morning. So we see that the Isser Lavim do apply on Karban Pesach Sheni as well. I do have a strong kasha on one of the references that we had discussed from the halacha from the Daily Daf, and that was in regards to Pesach Sheni, that we quote as Svas Emes from Daf Peites. I think that was where we discussed it. It says that the Karban Pesach Sheni could be eaten as well during the day of Tesavav. L'chura, I don't understand. This Gemara seems to say that all of the regular halachas of Nosar of Tesavav Nisan applied to Tesavav Iyar as well. I'm confused about that Svas Emes. We use that Svas Emes in saying that that might be the source for the custom to eat matzah of Pesach Sheni on the day of the 15th of Iyar as well. Ve'enli Ela, says the Gemara, mitzvahs lo sase shenitik lase. Maybe we learn only those things like lo sosiru, which is a lav hanitik lase. Lo sase gomer minayin. What about the regular isure lav, like breaking a bone? So Talmud Lomar ve'etzem lo yishburu vo. It says ve'etzem lo yishburu, ma prat mefurish mitzvah se v'lo sase shenitik lase v'lo sase gomer, as expressed in Ve'etzem Lo Yishburu Bo, Av Kol Mitzvah Saseh V'lo Saseh Shenitik Laseh V'lo Saseh Gomor B'chlol Leha. So too, all of those things are connected to the Karban Pesach, whether it's Aseh, whether it's a Lav Hanitik Laseh, whether it's a Lo Saseh straight, all of those things apply to Pesach Sheni. If that so continues the Gemara, then De Matzah Sumerim Maika Marbi. So what do I need the Pasuk of Matzah Sumerim, Amatzah Sumerim Yochlu, to tell us that you eat with matzah mara? We already learned that all of the aseis, los aseis, lav nitik laseis apply from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Answers the Gemara, Sli Eish. That's coming to tell us that the karba needs to be roasted. Bifratel, mayim, mayle. But what about the words, al matzah samarim, that prat, what's that coming to exclude? Hashpos asa'or. It's coming to exclude the need to destroy the chametz. Asks the Gemara, Epo Chanom, maybe say the exact opposite. The Almatzis Merorim is coming to tell it shouldn't be Tzli Eish, but when it comes to Hashpasa, that there would be a chiyuv to destroy the chametz, answers the Gemara, Mitzvah de Gufei Adif. It's more likely to be coming to be Marbe, the Mitzvah of Tzli Eish. Asks the Gemara, Bichlaleha, Lo Yashir Menu Ad Boiker. This that we learned from Lo Yashir Ad Boiker, Maikai Marbe, what is that coming to be Marbe? Answers the Gemara, it's coming to be Marbe the Lav, Loi Soitzi Mimenu. It's Osir to take out the Basar from the house that it's eaten in. Bifrote Amai, and what is the Prat of Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boiker coming to exclude? So Gemara comes back, Lo Yirah Velo Yimotzei. It's coming to preclude the Isser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzei. We're going to skip the parentheses. The Gemara says, maybe the exact opposite. Maybe we're coming to include Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzei and coming to exclude Lo Sotzim Menu. Answers the Gemara, same Yisod that we have before. Mitzvah de Gufei Adif, if we're going to choose which part we're going to exclude and include, we're more likely to include the Mitzvah de Gufei. Bichlaleha, the Gemara continues in the Braisa, the klal that relates to the Etzem Lo Yishburu Vay, Maikam Arbe, what's that coming to include? Coming to include that you're not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach Sheni raw. Bifrata Maikam Mai, what's the Prat coming to be Mai when it says Etzem specifically? To tell you that there is no Isser of Chametz at the time that you're slaughtering the Karban Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara, Epechana, maybe say the exact opposite, coming to include Lo Sishchat and coming to tell you that there is no Isser of it raw. Mitzvah de Gufei Adif, again, the same Yisod, that if we're going to be likely to be Marbe, that would be something that relates to the Guf, HaKarban Pesach. The Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah that said that there was a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that on Pesach Rishon there's Halel when you eat the Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni there's not. Asks the Gemara Menachem Mili, what's the source of this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Amakra Hashir Yeh Lachem Kilel Hiskadesh Chag. Pasuk in Yeshayahu that says you will sing Halel La'asid Lava with the same Simcha like the night of Pesach when Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, like we do every year. Laila HaMikudish L'Chag, the night that was designated for Pesach, Ton Halal. Laila She'ei Mikudish L'Chag, the night of the 15th of Iyar, was not designated, and therefore there isn't a Chiyuv of Shira. The Mefarshim point out, the Ran, the Brisker Rav elaborates on this, that from the source over here of the Gemara, as described as well in Erchin, we see that the Shira of Halel on the night of Pesach is fundamentally different than other forms of Halel. Here it's described as Shira. In our Shiurim on Pesach in Yanim, we've discussed the difference between the Halel of Shira and the Halel of Kriya. It can be found in the Brisker Rav Sefer on the Rambam. We also learned Zevazetun and Halel Basi Yasin, that both the Karban Pesach Rishon and Karban Pesach Sheni have Halel when they brought the Karban Pesach. My Taima, why is it that here you have Halel on Pesach Sheni as well? Ibais Ema Laila Kamayit Yoim Loi Kamayit. You could say from the Pasuk above that's only coming to tell you Leil Hiskadesh Chag, only Laila is unique, but the day you would have. That Pasuk in Yeshaya is only being Memayit, the night, not the day. Or else you could say, an expression that the Gemara has later on, Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Alf, which will be the topic, Bezer Hashem, of Halacha from the Daily Daf, and that it can't be Efshay Yisrael Shechten Es Pescheim Notel Es Lovein Ve'ein Oimrim Halal, that Bnei Yisrael will slaughter the Karban Pesach and shake their lulav, as we did this morning, and not say Halal. There's something definitional to both the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach and Atilas Halulav, and the saying and the singing of Halal. V'ne'echol in sleep, we also learned in our Mishnah that the Karban Pesach Sheni is eaten roasted. And it's even, the Mishnah says, Docha Shabbos. The Gemara deduces Shabbos in. It deduces Shabbos. Tumah loy. But it doesn't push away Tumah. In other words, someone who is B'tumah, B'zman Pesach Sheni, cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Masis like Rabbi Yehuda, this is not consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, the conventional opinion of the Tanakhama, as described in Yuma Daf Nun Aleph Amar Alf in this Braisa, says Doiches Hashabbos Vein Doiches Atuma, that Pesach Sheni is Doiches Shabbos, but it's not Doiches Atuma. Rabbi Yehuda is this opinion that says that it would be Doiches Atuma as well. My time in Tanakhama. What's the reason Tanakhama? Mepnei Tuma Dechiyasav. You push this off because he was talking about Pesach Rishon. Yachzer v'yasa betumah, then you're going to do a betumah? In other words, a very simple logic. The whole reason we got to this place in the first place, the Pesach Sheni, is because there were people who were tmei nefesh. So then, you don't bring Karban Pesach then. So you don't bring Karban Pesach then because the person was betumah, and now you're going to bring a betumah? Reb Yehuda, HaTorah Chazra al-Vasoysa b'tahara. The Torah gave you a second chance. Ideally, it's b'tahara. Loi zocha, but if he wasn't zocha, yasa betumah, then it should be done betumah. Mark continues with the price of Tanu Rabban and Pesach Rishon Deiches HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Deiches HaShabbos. Both Pesach Rishon is Deiches HaShabbos as well as Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon Deiches HaTumah, Pesach Rishon would be Deiches HaTumah. Presumably the Gemara is talking about a case where it was Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So we say, Pesach Sheni Deiches HaTumah. Also Pesach Sheni would be Deiches HaTumah. The Gemara will elaborate in a moment what does that mean. Pesach Rishon Toin Lina. Pesach Rishon, a person needs to stay over the first night in Yerushalayim to be able to eat the Kodshim properly. This is a halacha that there's a requirement when you bring Kodshim to stay over that night in Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni Tonlina. So too, there's a halacha when it comes to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara analyzes, as we mentioned, we said Pesach Sheni is Doiches HaTumah. Doiches HaTumah, who's that follow? Come on. Ki Rabbi Yehuda. It's following Rabbi Yehuda that we learned that Pesach Sheni is brought B'tumah. Asks the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda Tonlina. Does that work with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you also need to stay over? Our Brisa said you need to stay over. Now, if we're going to say that when it says Tumah, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means, and Rabbi Yehuda is also of the opinion, because the Braisa goes on to say that you need Lina, which seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Lina. But then we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in the Pesach Sheni, she ain't talking Lina. That you don't need Lina Pesach Sheni. Shnei Mofisa Fanisa Vaboker, Valachta La Alecha. That the Pasuk describes that you'll go the next morning. Uksiv Sheishas Yamim Telchal Matzos. When does it say that you're going to stay over? That's a chag that you have 6 days of eating matzahs. Hanechal shisha ton lina. She'ein ochal shisha ein ton lina? Question mark. So what do we see? We see that on the one hand, we have to learn that the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Braisa says that's docha tumah. That's only opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, the Braisa says that you need to do lina pesach sheni, and we have Rabbi Yehuda in a Braisa that comes from Sukkah on Memzayin Amid Aleph that says that you only need lina when it's a full pesach, when you have matzahs hanecheles shiva. Why the pasuk says shisha is an interesting question. Of course, I said shiva because that's how we do it. Even though the pasuk describes matzahs hanechel shisha, that the Gemara will discuss in Perek Arvei Psachim. Why sometimes the Torah describes eating matzah 6 days and sometimes 7 days? Either way, it only applies, the mitzvah of lina only applies where it's matzah hanechal for either 6 or 7 days, but not on Pesach Sheni. That's the question to steer in the Braisa if we're going to learn according to Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoim Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. These are two Tanoim within the position of Rabbi Yehuda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Gemara in regards to the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we begin the Mishnah that deals with a Korban Pesach that was brought betuma because of Tumah Hutra Betzibur if Rov Klal Yisrael is Tame.
Says the Mishnah, Pesach Shebo Betuma, a Pesach that was brought when Klal Yisrael was Tame, based on Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Lo Yichlum Menu Zavin, V'Zavis Nidis V'Yoldas. Someone who's Tave as a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, or a Yoledes, can't eat from that Karim Pesach, v'machlu p'turim b'karis. But if they did eat from it, they're exempt from karis. Rebbe Lezer p'ter afal b'yas mingdash. Rebbe Lezer says that these above people are also p'ter if they come into the Beis HaMingdash when they are betuma. The Gemara will spell out the reason for that halacha. Tana Rabbanan, zavim zavus, nidos v'yolda shechel Pesach sheba betuma, yachlu yuchayav. And I would think that since they're tame, if they eat this Karim Pesach, even if it's come Pesach that's bought, because Tumah Hutra Betzibur, the Klal Yisrael, the majority of them were Tamei Lameis, I would think that nevertheless they're still Chayiv for the other reasons of Tumah. Tam Lamer Kol Tar Yerachal Basar. And the Pasuk also says, V'anevash Yash Tocha Basar M'zevach HaShalom Asher L'Hashem V'tumah Asar Olav V'nichrusa. Nechal L'Tahirim, the Pasuk says, Kol Tar Yerachal Basar. And the Torah says, whoever eats from the Basar is going to be Chayiv. That's only if it's Kol Tar Yerachal. If it's Nechal Atarim, then those people who have the above-mentioned Tumah, then they're going to be Chayiv. V'she'en Nechal Atarim, but if it's not eaten by Tarim, like in the case of Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, ain't Tmei Chayin Alav Mishom Tame. Rebbe Lezer Ami, Yachol Dochku Zavin V'nichnesu La'azara, if Zavin were pushed into the Azara, B'Pesach, Habal B'Tumah, in a case when the Pesach is being brought B'Tumah, Yachol Yuh Chayavim, Tam Lomer, we have a similar drasha. Vishalchu Menach Machaneh Kol Tzurah V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tamilim Nefesh. That you should send from the Machaneh. Look what's described. It's a Metzora, a Zav, and Tamei Nefesh. So we darshan. Similarly, says Rabbi Eliezer, Bizman she Tamei Mesim Mishtach. When you send away Tamei Mesim, so that Mishtach and Zav and Umetzora, or let's put the comma here slightly differently. Bizman she Tamei Mesim Mishtachin kama zavim mitzorayin mishtachin. Ain't tmei mesim mishtachin, ain't zavim mitzorayin mishtachim. Only when the tmei mesim are sent away is there a chiyuv to send away the zavim mitzorayin. Therefore, they're not over any yisur. By Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef had a shaila about the above halacha. Dachku tmei mesim nechasu lehechal bepesach abba betumah. What if tmei mesim came into the hechal when the carbon pesach was being brought to betumah? Midi ishtri tumas azara. History, Nami Tumas Hechel. Once we allow Tumei Meis to come into Azara, will we also even allow if they came into Hechel? Now, there's no reason for them to come into Hechel. Really, there is an Iser. But now, do we say that since the Tumah was Hutra of Tumei Meis by Azara, it's also Tumah hutra for the heichel. Odilma, my dishtri ishtri. They only permitted for the azara for the korban pesach. My delo ishtri. There was no reason to permit for the heichel. Amar Rava, Rava answers this question. Amar Rav, yishalchu min ha-machaneh, afilu miktsas machaneh. Even though the halacha is that they're only supposed to be sent for part of the machaneh, for Rav Klal Yisrael's tamei, they don't have to be sent away from the Hazara, but nevertheless, they have to be sent away from the Heichel. Igod Amri, others report Rav is saying differently. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, yishalchu min ha-machaneh, al-michutz ha-machaneh, tishalchu. Kol heichel dekrin and be'al michutz ha-machaneh, tishalchu. Whenever you send them outside of all of the machaneh, then you send them out, but otherwise, according to this version, then Rava comes out Lakula. If you're not sending out from the Azara, then there's no chiyuv to send them out from the Heichel. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi Hey in Maseches Pesachim. I want to go back and correct one mistake that I had made in the beginning of the Shir. I was Zoche to be Ola Rego in the interim, and I went to my first cousin, who is a big Talmud Chacham of Chizkiyo Kanner, and when I spoke out the sugya, I won't spell out the details, how I came to that, I realized that my question wasn't the question at all that I had asked earlier on Tzadi Hei Amin Aleph, where I thought that the Gemara that says that the Isser of Neisser that applies to Pesach Sheni would be Akasha on the position of the Sfas Emes. That is not correct, because the Sfas Emes had said that the Korban Pesach could be eaten on the day of the 14th as well as the night after that. But the day of the 15th was not suggested by the Sfas Emes that we had discussed in the Halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Pei Adaf Nuntes. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi Hei Maseches Pesachim.